Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we sit just days before the end of the 2025 legislative session. Over the course of the past 4 months, we followed the process as nearly 1,000 bills were heard in the House and roughly 550 were heard in the Senate. We learned how bills are drafted, how they get introduced and heard in various committees, and we followed floor action where the bill's voted on and finally passes or dies in its original House. If it passes, it then moves on to the second House where the process begins all over again with committee hearings and floor votes. We also talked about conference committees where House and Senate versions of the same bill are reconciled into one so that the final vote in each chamber is on a version of the bill with the same exact wording. What we have yet to discuss is what happens to a bill once it passes the legislature and heads to the governor. We all know that governors can pass or veto bills, but it's actually not that simple. The governor has more options and, as a result, a lot more power at this stage of the game. Once a bill passes its final vote, it goes back to the House of origin to be enrolled. At that point, the House Speaker or Senate President can send the bill to the governor immediately or sit on it for political reasons. Once it's actually sent to the governor, it starts a clock. At that point, he has 10 days to decide what to do. He can either sign it into law or wait for 10 days and let it become law without his signature. Governors often do this when they don't like a bill, but it's so popular that a veto would certainly be overridden. They can also veto a bill outright, in which case the legislature has the opportunity to vote on whether to override or sustain the veto. It takes a supermajority of 2/3 of each House to override a veto. If the legislature is no longer in session, the legislature can be polled remotely, or in the case of highly controversial bills, it can be reconvened to reconsider the vetoed bill. If the legislature fails to override, then the bill is dead. That's for a normal veto, but the governor actually has another tool in his toolbox called an amendatory veto. In that case, the governor tells the legislature he's willing to allow the bill to become law if they change certain provisions. As part of the veto, he also provides language that he deems acceptable. If one or both houses reject the governor's amendments, the bill is then sent back to the governor for reconsideration. At that point, he can either allow it to become law in its current version or veto it. Either way, he can only send the bill back to the legislature once with suggested amendments. So far this session, Governor Gianforte has used his amendatory veto twice. The first was on House Bill 228, a bill to revise the requirements for the reporting of actual costs for legislation with projected fiscal impacts. In that case, he changed the reporting requirement to once per year rather than every 6 months. The second bill was Senate Bill 116 to revise the Montana Heritage Preservation and Development Commission membership. Both amendatory vetoes were sent last week Thursday and have yet to be voted on. Which brings us to our last point. Amendatory vetoes can only be voted on while the legislature is in session, so time is of the essence. The legislature could adjourn as early as this week, but for sure by next week, and we'll let you know if any other amendatory vetoes crop up between now and then. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.